Lichtenberg.
Hey, Alan, it's Nico. Sorry, missed your call.
Okay, my pleasure.
Oh, okay, you just called me out of Cardiff or something?
Yeah, from Bank of Cardiff. Yeah. trying to follow up with you here, you know, see how business has been since you were last in contact with Gabe.
Well, our business is just steady, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. So just seeing
I didn't like the $35,000 a month that I was doing, you know, I'm doing about the same now.
All right. How are those accounts looking? Because that was one of the factors that they had told Gabe to, you know, kind of let you know what was going on their end. Because, you know, the numbers game is it's our credit department, it's our underwriting department. They kind of analyze everything, and I really don't know what they do over there. They're an interesting group of people. But you know, on my end, I try and see like the ways that we can help you out. So are you still looking for some additional capital to use for the business?
Right now we're looking for $15,000. In July, we got an advance of $24,000, which we've been paying down every day.
Right, yes.
And, you know, that has a ways to run. So that would probably be their problem now, because they would either have to take a second position.
Well, yeah, no, that's something that we actually commonly do, is provide second positions for businesses, or either if you're just trying to maybe pay that off and consolidate that, then have the $15,000 on top of it and just have one person that you would want to work with. Either way.
Well, that's the best way to do it, but some people don't like to do that, you know, whatever.
Right. I mean, overall, it's up to you whether or not you want to do a consolidation and then have additional capital
on top of it. I would do that in a minute. It's a matter of getting approval. You see what I mean?
Right. So with us, we can, you know, see if we can go through the application process again and see if we can get you that approval that you're actually looking for. But why don't we do this? Why don't we shoot for that second position so that I know we can get you the approval? Because if we're going to do that, it's a less amount, so it's not on top of that $24,000 that's already out, which gives you a higher chance of getting approved. Because I think last time that's kind of what was the factor that really, you know, was iffy with them, and it's just kind of like, you know, they weren't too sure. But I'm trying to pull up the notes here and see some things, kind of read up on it a little bit. But so would you rather just do that, see if you can get a second position with just the $15,000?
No, that's fine. The $15,000 second position's fine with me.
Okay, not a problem. And then, you know, just quick couple questions. Who's that that current advance out with right now? Who do you have that out with?
Fusion.
So same guys that you worked with before.
Well, I worked with them in February, and they gave me an advance. I forget the exact amount of that, but I paid that off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was paid off in, 6 months.
Okay. Do you happen to know the balance that you have on that Fusion account right now, with that $24,000 left to pay?
Yeah, well, if you take the daily amount,
mm-hmm.
that's with all their charges and whatever, and it would probably be in the low 20s.
Okay. How much are they taking out daily right now?
$189 in round numbers.
Okay. And when
188 and some change.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. When did you take that out? How recent was that? You said it was
July.
Okay, so that was July. And they do the Monday through Friday, right? Not on the weekends.
Oh yeah, no. Every day, including Memorial Day. Or Labor Day, yeah.
Okay, Monday through Friday. Okay, and so you're looking for the $15,000. This is just to have for the cash on hand to cover some costs, right?
Yeah, this is just for buying material that I
yes.
need to buy.
Yes.
It's a little easier if I have that additional 15 that I can do more business. Yourself.
Of course. Yeah, increase those sales and everything. That's, you know, what we're here for. That's what we want to help you out with, and see if we can get you that approval this time around, given the fact that, you know, it's been a couple months since, we last went through the process. And it doesn't hurt to go through the process. It just shows that we can try and get you approved for the amount that you're looking for. Do you happen to remember the type of process that we do?
Well, I don't know. I sent bank statements. I sent the application, and I don't know what else
you did. Right. So with us, like, Gabe probably had mentioned, it's really easy. You can get you an answer within 24 hours, but it's that one-page application that we send to you guys. It's 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then as well as your 2015 tax return. And if you don't have your 2015 tax return, usually we'll look at 2014 or the 2015 extension. Do you happen to have that 15?
Yeah, I don't have that, but I don't think you had that before. Maybe that's another reason you rejected me.
Right, that could be a possibility. Okay, not a problem. Do you happen to have the extension, though?
Well, I see, I never give any tax information to the, you know, the funders. You know, I mean, that's never happened. I never did that.
Oh, hmm. With Fusion or with...
Yeah, Fusion never asked for that, though. Never...
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I know, because the way that we operate, it's a little different. We just like to see, because our working capital program, it's based off of your net sales. So, you know, whatever you did with net sales in 2015, we see, you know, the health of the company and how well you've been performing for last year, at least, and see, you know, if you're on track of doing that again. And ultimately, it just shows like what amount we can really get to you. So that's one of the factors that we look for. It's only three documents, really. It's just the app, 6 months of bank statements, and then the tax return. Like I said, if you don't have the 2015 tax return on hand, we can work with the 2014 tax return if you have that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think last time when you were talking with Gabe, the way that you went through it was that you had mailed it over, correct? Or faxed it over?
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
you might have faxed it over.
I usually do the next day... The next day mail, yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to have...
mail priority, yeah.
Right. Do you happen to have an email address, if that's a more convenient way of doing it for you,
yeah.
Or do you like doing it old school?
I do not have that, right.
Okay, you like it.
Old school, yes.
Okay, so here's what I can do. What's the fax number that you have that's like the more current one right now that you're using?
Yeah, I use it every day. 412. 881. 44.
Mm-hmm. 79. Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'm going to get a fax over to you in the next 10 to 15 minutes, okay? It'll have the application as well as those documents that I'll need from you. And if you just want to fax it over to the number that'll be on that application, we'll get all the documents situated on my side of things, put it together. And if there's anything else that we need from you before I submit it to underwriting, I will give you a call. But like I said, we can get you that answer within 24 hours and then fund you within 48, okay? So I know this is kind of a priority.
Sounds good if it ever happens, huh?
And that's the thing. It doesn't hurt to fax over anything. So it's just, you know, it's a painless process. There's no, you know, nothing that comes with it. No fees originating, nothing like that with just applying with us. So it doesn't hurt. And we can see if we can get you that money, because I know you need the money to, you know, increase sales and cover those costs and have inventory on hand.
That's right. You got
okay.
it.
Okay, Alan. All right, good. So I got your fax number. We'll shoot you over that, the process, the application process. And the quicker that you get that into me, all the information, the quicker I can get you that answer. So if you get it into me by day's end, I can probably get you an answer by tomorrow afternoon at latest Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Thank you.
All right, Alan. I will call you when I get all those documents. Is there maybe a better time that you want me to follow up? Just kind of see, you know, how the process is going.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I'm around. Yes.
Oh, you're always around. Okay. All right. Well.
Time. You know.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. Okay. When should I expect those documents to come in, though?
Well, I have them all ready.
Okay.
There's so many pages, I could never fax them all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it takes a little time, I know. Well, when you do have, you know, a few minutes to do that, just get it done by the end of the day. Today, we're over here, like I said, on the West Coast, so we're in until 3:30
mm-hmm.
our time. So if you do it any time before that, it can get those, you know, those documents together and get your file updated here on my end.
Okay.
All right, I will send you over that offer now, then.
Thanks for calling me back.
Bye. Of course, Alan. Not a problem, man. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.